Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Oh, that feels good. It's like a warm blanket. I love this theme tune. So, good morning, or in my case, good evening, soon to be good morning. This is a rare pre-record on account of the fact that I'm about to do Five Live from midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning, and then just getting up at 6:15 just doesn't feel like... Well, anyway, welcome along. I've got something for you. Did you know? I didn't know Bolsonaro named his children 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, I believe. Imagine a politician in our country, Sextus, doing something like that. Right, I've got a treat for you. Well, is it a treat? Yeah, it is a treat. It's my cousin, Dave. Dave Yap, I think he's on Twitter. So he is a brilliant composer. You will have heard his music on shows like Food Unwrapped, I think. And you have definitely heard some of his amazing audio work where he does track laying and mixing for some of the top shows. Some stuff he's doing at the moment, well, it's very exciting. I should have got him to talk about that, but I don't know if he can, so no, I can't. But maybe next time. Anyway, he's had a lifetime of experience creating sound, including Foley work. What he can do with a gravel tank, some water, and a couple of oranges. Well, I can tell you, he can do the sound of a crocodile eating an armadillo. He did that once. Anyway, with that in mind, I've sort of asked him to maybe curate some audio oddities. He's got a huge bank of strange audio, and I thought maybe he could share some of that wealth with us. Do I mean wealth? Well, why don't you listen and find out? And please welcome to the podcast my cousin Dave.
So basically, yes, to introduce myself with number one, this is the recording of me. I believe that I'm about 3 in this recording. We did quite a lot of recordings of little songs. We were definitely a family of audio archivists. Yes. Would you not say that?
Oh, definitely. Much so. Everything was recorded, registered.
Yeah.
catalogued and then put in a cardboard box and shaken vigorously.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's jump in. This is you, right?
Yeah, this is me.
Down in the woods today, you saw the big surprise. Dum bum.
Oh!
Down in the woods today, you saw the big surprise. For every bear that water became, and the bear that water became, the teddy bear had a pig.
Lost it a bit towards the end there.
You could sort of, you can faintly discern the points at which you sort of lost interest.
Okay.
But I mean, there you are now with your own vocal group, Kettle of Fish.
Yeah.
And I think we can see the.
Yeah. And we sound very like that.
But I mean, you do still wet yourself on stage. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, obviously. Well, it's what they come to see.
Yeah, it wasn't originally Kettle of Fish, was it? It was Should we move on? What's the next one?
Okay, so the next one is, I'm pretty sure it's the same session, but it was when we'd managed to persuade the very young Jacob Yap. Because you were obviously quite shy.
Yes,
which is hard to believe, I know, for a lot of people.
Defensive shield. You're piercing my shield. I'm not okay with this. All right.
So this is okay. You were two, man. This is cool.
I'm not good enough.
It's what? Okay.
Okay. All right.
So are you getting some prompting from your dad here?
Okay.
But this is down at the station.
Oh, that's your lot.
Alan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks. Alan. Engine driver.
This is literally what patrons have every morning. Watching me do the podcast live.
It's showing that you had a good sense of mic technique from an early age.
It's overcompressed. All the standard allegations hold up, even 44 years ago. Fine.
Yeah, no, we obviously have recorded ourselves together.
No, David, you have not. What's three?
I think we need to ask the apostles.
No, that's
whether
not
they'd
worse.
Like to whether they'd like to hear any more from the archive, because it stretches throughout a lot of time.
No, it doesn't. Should we do three?
Okay, so basically, to then go completely away from all of that.
Do let's.
Three is an example of an American high school marching band.
Oh, wow.
This is from an American high school marching band from the wilds of the internet. And this is the Leland Stanford Junior University Marching Band.
Oh.
With their version of a song which I wasn't familiar with originally, because I'm not a big Yes fan. I don't know if you are.
I mean, what word can I give you? But no.
And this arrangement is then done by Don Ellis, who was an American jazz trumpeter.
Okay.
Did you know about him?
No.
No. I didn't really know about him either.
That's fine.
So this is
good
one of those
choice.
Things where...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, it's made me look into it, you know, because it's like, I think this is great. Apparently, the people on the internet think this is actually way too fast. They think that it's been speeded up.
Okay.
Which is why it's so good.
Okay.
Because they think it's in the wrong key. But it's just, it rocks.
Okay.
And marching bands only can.
Okay.
It's called Roundabout.
Awesome. Oh, I got one of those. Blimey! Well,
hey,
that saved on ear candling. That was brilliant.
I mean, that does rock, doesn't it? I think that is probably a bit faster for a march. You've got to be moving quite fast.
That's an invasion. That's not a march.
So it is pretty cool. And that's better than the Yes version, I think,
oh,
in
definitely.
My opinion.
Yeah. Anything marching bandified is better. Like the yeah. OK Go, their marching band version of their own song was better than their own song.
I know, but that's the problem with OK Go, though, isn't it? Is that actually the versions that they do in their videos, if they're making a version for their video, it's going to be better.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't seen them, OK Go, they're a sort of band. How would you describe them? They're an American,
they have become kind of thing,
but they...
Yeah.
They started making really clever music videos. Yeah. And now the videos are way better than...
The song, sorry. it's shameful to say, because I think that the guy who is the singer and the main guy, I think he's very clever, and I think they're kind of geniuses, but musically I wouldn't listen to the album by itself.
No. It's sort of protectionist, you know, it's his friends are in the band, and you know, if they're not playing guitars and basses and things, like what else are they gonna do? You know what I mean? I mean, the bass player looks like he runs a vegan bakery in Detroit or something like that.
He really does.
Hey, guys, can I get you anything to drink? No, all right, thanks.
No,
that was awesome.
Do very good videos.
Yes, and smoothies. What? Now, I see you've got Drowning here. Is this your infamous Drowning track?
I thought in case of, like, if anyone might recognize my voice, although everybody
I
know...
Have I heard you drowning?
Exactly. Everybody I know who hears you says, oh, God, I thought it was you. They say to me,
okay.
They think that we sound the same.
What?
Which I know. I don't hear it.
No, neither do I, David.
But yes, I was... I work creating sounds for TV, and one of the series that we do sounds for is River Monsters with Jeremy Wade, which is a very serious and scary program where he goes and catches fish that he debunks the myths. Because he debunks them.
He actually caught an actual mermaid.
He did, although it was a catfish.
Yeah, okay, it's always a catfish.
But in these programs, there's quite a lot of reconstructions of the terrible events that have happened leading up to all of the stories that he's been trying to debunk. So people have been dragged underwater by monsters and mermaids, obviously. And we need the sound of people drowning. And we didn't have any recordings in our library of people drowning. Mm. It's not a typical sound to find. So we had to recreate it. And the only way of doing that is for me to stick my head in a big tank of water and shout.
Mm.
And that recording was then used for the first three series, at least. I mean, when it was a woman, we pitched it up a bit. When it was a small child, we pitched it up a bit more.
Amazing. So you are the preeminent drowning sound effects specialist of Britain, probably.
I was for a while. I think, you know,
so someone come
some
and taken
come,
the
yeah. Wow. But it's nice to know that, you know, my drowning was a bit like the Wilhelm scream for a while.
Sure. So whoever's
it's quite loud,
whoever's taken the drowning trophy from you, you know, they're standing on the shoulders of drowning giants, and that's you. Let's have a listen to your drowning. I shouldn't laugh. You're drowning.
You've got to suffer for your art.
Oh,
you have to.
Oh, dude, I might have to hang on. I don't know how many nights out I've had with you that have ended with that sound. Beautiful.
I know, that is true.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, big finish now. What's Spanish stylophone?
Well, Spanish stylophone, you would remember, this is basically, this is a joint effort.
Oh, okay.
So this was, God knows when, but it was when I was staying with you.
I think I was 21, 22, so you were 22, okay. 23.
Okay, so I was staying with you to make, using your equipment, because you had the better recording equipment at that time, and I was using your equipment to make my toy instrument version of Beethoven's Fifth.
Yes, which featured on Radio 3.
It did.
Yeah.
A small part of it, yeah. And it featured one of those, definitely. Yeah. But whilst we were there, whilst I was doing that, for some reason we came up with the idea that the stylophone would work really well in flamenco.
Yes, invoking the spirit of Duende. We felt that flamenco stylophone was a very underrated genre.
Yeah.
So,
we created this.
Yes, this is you on stylophone. Here we go. Oh my God. Wow. A masterwork.
It's pretty good, actually. it holds up.
That's it. That's it. Okay. It holds something. It's been lovely to have a little wander through some of the audio curios in your collection.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm happy to go through. I have a lot, and it'll take a while to sift through. But there's okay. definitely some things I can
we got time.
I can bring.
We never close. Dave Yap, if people want to follow you and stuff, where should they? What should they look at?
Oh, I don't know.
Kettlefish, come on, push them.
Yes, they should definitely follow Kettlefish, which is. I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God.
hang on. Is it at Bristol Fish? I think it is. Hang on.
There's Bristol Fish Limited on Twitter. Is it that?
Oh, yeah, it's not at... no, it's not that. On Twitter, we are at Brist Fish. That was my first choice.
Yeah, definitely.
Of Twitter handle.
I'm amazed that was still free.
It's because we are the Bristol band... Kettle of Fish, right. Brist Fish.
Yeah.
And on Facebook, we are Facebook/ Bristol. Oh, cracky.
Beautiful brand synergy.
No, Bristol Fish. Okay. And Facebook, we are Bristol Fish.
Right. So you did Facebook first.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But actually, check us out on YouTube.
Where we are. Quacky quaffle quaffle fish. I'm just looking. Have you even subscribed to your actual own... You haven't even subscribed to your own band. I looked at your subscriptions and you're not there.
The channel is cool. It's just Kettle of Fish.
We must leave it there. Thank you. No, thank you for doing that. I really appreciate it. will you come and visit us again?
Yes.
Feedback
definitely.
Permitting.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll be slightly better prepared.
Yeah, I did spring that one on you quite radically. I'm sorry about that.
It's
But it was great.
Yeah.
Dave,
I'd love to.
Thank you for joining me. And we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, Jake Yap.
I'll let you have... Thank you. Thank you, Dave Yap.
That's great.
Thanks, always Jake talk Yap. To each other like that. Thank you, Dave Yap.
Yeah.
I'll give you the last word. Well, hello once again. It's me, Brinsley, dear love, coming to you from my beautiful Perthshire home, whence I've been broadcasting since 1977 back when I was popular and anyone knew who I was. And welcome to That's Lovely, bringing you a cornucopia of nothing but lovely things. And, well, we've had an email here from Neil. Not that Neil, Neil Green. Who says, ahoy hoy, intensely queer love. Brinsley, dear love, come on. I thought, as a change, I would send you some fan mail. Instead of the usual lovely photographs taken by your many, many fans. As I've said before, I've been a fan of yours since the 80s, after I shared photos of both myself and my wife when I first took her up the aisle. What I forgot to say about that story is that my neighbour Pam travelled with me to the church. Unfortunately, there was a case of mixed messages, and upon arriving at a completely different church, I realised I'd taken Pam up the wrong un. We've all been fans of your televisual work also, especially when you had a small part in Juliet Bravo, which she definitely seemed happy with. I was also very impressed by your gentle touch. Yes, two wonderful experiences, and I can tell you that they were all complete pleasures to work with. However, Neil says, your televisual treat must have been when you were the temporary quizmaster on Call My Bluff, while Robert Robinson had his piles done. Why he had to do it live on TV, I have no idea. Yes, but it was a wonderful mime. Those were the days. Back then, we used to organise our monthly soirees for all of the neighbours. Many nights were spent sampling sherbet dip dabs off Pam's chest of drawers. I have to go now, as I promised I would delve into Pam's front garden and stimulate her clematis. Actually, I believe I do. I do have a photo to share with you. Pam has recently been taking an Open University course in jewellery making. You'll be able to see in her photo many of her wares available to buy now. Many, many thanks. Well, thanks to you, Neil, and let's have a look at this. Oh, Jesus! God! Oh, shrapnel! Oh, man! Oh! Oh, no, that's not lovely. No, that's... It must clink when she walks. Doesn't it clink? Oh, that's minging. That is minging. You're never going to get through airport security with that. That's not lovely. And you know it, Neil. You should be ashamed of yourself. This is Brinsley, dear love. Brinsley, dear love! Jeez. Asking you to send me only lovely things, please. To the usual address. Many thanks to all of you except for Neil. That is rank. All being well, tomorrow we will have the actor Jane Slavin telling us about her game Save, which I'm very excited to find out about. I'm recording it later on today. Tomorrow in my case, today in yours, unless nothing. Time has no meaning anymore. I can't breathe. Right, see you tomorrow. Lots of love. Thanks for being here. And yeah, we'll have more tomorrow. Bye-bye. Oh, that was a joyless bye-bye, wasn't it? Bye-bye. It's better. I'm tired.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.